getting a chance to get back out there, get into routine. How was it out there for you today?
It felt good. You know, being back on the ice with the guys, it's fun. It all begins again. So it was good today.
What do you take out of what you've been able to learn being an NHL player into this year now, where more eyes are going to be on you, not only from inside the city, but the opposition as well?
It's exciting. You know, I'm going into my third year now. Playing with these guys is great. I've had the opportunity to learn from guys like Wheels, Litzy, Scheif, younger guys as well. So I've learned a lot. I know I have a better feeling of knowing what it takes to get to where we want to be, and I'm a more experienced player, and I feel good right now, so I'm excited to get this started.
Played 82 games last year, Nick. You know, it was kind of injury-free. You were able to get the whole season in. There were times where you scored a lot of goals, and there were times where there were some, you know, those gaps. How do you push for the most out of yourself and that consistency?
You want that consistency, but I don't think that many players in this league are gonna play full 82 games and play to their best every single game. But I need to find that consistency and try and do it. And even though I'm not having my best game, trying to go out there and help the team in some other way. And I feel like I did that pretty well last year. But there's still much that I can do better. So I've been working this summer to do that. And you know, over the last two years, I've been getting better at the consistency, and hopefully this year, and I'm going to get even better at it.
Did you put a number on what you think you can do offensively this year?
Points?
Yeah. Goals?
I'm not going to throw any numbers out there. You know, I've never done that. I'm not going to do it this year. What I can do is say that I'm going to go out there and try and be a better player every single game. I want to be a better hockey player. I'm not okay with where I'm at right now. I feel good, but I still want to be better, so no numbers.
Whatever's lacking that you suggest in your game, is that just developing more of a defensive style and being good in both ends?
That's a big part of it. I think there's a lot of things that I can do better. I mean, you can always get better at every part of your game. But defensive style is something that I need to work on. And it's something that I have been getting better at over the last 2-3 years. So, you know, I just got to go out there and work on it.
Is it more where you start to get comfortable with Paul's systems and it's drilled into you, or are you just, as a more experienced player, you start to see scenarios, you recognize things more now defensively?
It's everything. You learn how to play the game more and more. Better and better. You learn from the coaches, from the players. Like you said, you see things that you didn't see your first or second year. You just get better at hockey, better at seeing the game and reading the game, and you just got to find a way to do those things.
Is it instantaneous for you that if you've made a bit of a blunder, or you maybe should have gone one way or stuck closer to a guy, you recognizing pretty quickly after where the mistake was made?
Oh, 100%. You when you make a mistake, you want to fix it right away. And you know, sometimes you may not see where the mistake was made, but the guys on the team or the coaches will tell you or show you, and that helps you be a better hockey player. So you figure it out pretty quick.
Everybody's in such good shape now. These camps are quick. Do you like the fact that you have just a couple of days and then you get into game action right away?
I think it's awesome. Everybody loves playing games, not so much practice. But no, it's great. Like I said, I feel good. I think the whole team is ready to get out there again and play some games and get ready for the season. So it's exciting.